You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 15th at 11:58 a.m., the Surrey County Dispatch Center received a call reporting a man with a gun at a residence located on Sun and Snow Road in the town of Round Lake. The caller, who was caretaking for the homeowner's dogs at the residence, reported an unknown male occupant inside the residence who claimed he resided there. The caller also reported that the unknown male was in possession of a handgun and an AR-15-style rifle. Surrey County deputies responded to the location and made limited contact with the individual. During a brief conversation, he told the deputy that he had recently taken ownership of the residence and refused to answer any questions. Through further investigation, it was determined that he was not the current owner of the property. Numerous attempts of negotiating with the suspect to cooperate and come out of the residence failed. After nearly 27 hours, SWAT teams deployed multiple rounds of chemical agents into the residence. The suspect exited the residence and was taken into custody without further incident. The suspect was identified as Michael D. Olson, 62, of Hayward, who was arrested on charges of burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, resisting or obstructing an officer, and resisting by refusing to comply. He is currently being held in the Sawyer County Jail awaiting a bail hearing. The Surrey County Sheriff's Office was assisted by SWAT teams from Washburn, Burnett, Rusk, Barron, and Marathon counties, along with the City of Superior. Also assisting during the incident were the State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Town of Round Lake Fire Department, Town of Hayward Fire Department, LCO Fire Department, and Sawyer County Emergency Medical Services. Saturday, June 21st, from 3 to 7 p.m., it's the Northwoods Community Credit Union's Member Appreciation Day. They invite you to join them as they celebrate 70-plus years of providing financial security and outstanding service for their members. There's going to be free food, music, and drinks. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 21st from 3 to 7 p.m. over at the Butternut Area Park at 532 Michigan Street in Butternut. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one.
That's Olivia Bishop, an Aspirus Pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
A 52-year-old Rudolph man is expected to be charged with his 9th operating while intoxicated offense following a welfare check on June 13th. Michael Neiman is currently in custody on a $7,500 cash bond. Around 9:30 p.m. on June 13th, a deputy responded to an intersection near Rudolph for an occupied vehicle parked in the road, located on Marsh Road near Elm Road. The deputy said the driver, later identified as Neiman, was sleeping in the driver's seat. The deputy also noticed a 1.75-liter bottle of vodka in the center console and then knocked on the window, waking the driver up. The man opened the vehicle's door, and the deputy said he was overcome by the smell of alcohol. Court documents state Neiman was unable to perform field sobriety tests due to balance concerns, and a breathalyzer showed a result of 0.243. Reminder, the legal limit is only 0.08. Neiman was convicted of 8 previous OWIs, his first offense occurring in 1995. Initial appearance is set for Friday. Monday, June 23rd, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., there's free yoga in the park at Lionite Park. This is for all bodies, abilities, and ages, and you can learn and practice yoga postures to shift stress, anxiety, and panic, quick and easy breathing techniques to use anywhere and anytime, being fully present in the moment, and you can connect with others in your community. Beginners are very welcome, and step-by-step guidance will be provided. No registration is needed, although it is recommended to bring a towel, blanket, or yoga mat, and to wear comfortable clothes that are easy to move in. Please remember to bring a water bottle as well. If you have any questions, you can contact Embrace at 800-924-0556. Once again, this is taking place Monday, June 23rd from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. over at 585 County Road H in Phillips. Wolves in Wisconsin may or may not remain on the endangered list and could spark a statewide hunt. Brittany Merlot explains.
And conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level, as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. And over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey, the Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Warren Beatty and Barbara Streisand have known each other for over 70 years. While talking to The New Yorker, the Star is Born actress said that she and Beatty had a fling after they were both famous, and when pressed as to whether or not they actually consummated the relationship, she said they slept in the same bed a few times, but she honestly couldn't remember if they actually did it. I'm sure they only made it to second base. The subject of someone's weight is always touchy. Do you tell them they're getting a little tubby or keep it to yourself? In the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son Christopher, the Terminator decided not to say anything. Schwarzenegger says his son is lean now, but he and Christopher's mom, Maria Shriver, decided to suggest healthy foods and exercise instead of telling him he was 30 pounds overweight. I've seen photos, and that's a conservative estimate at best. At the recent inaugural Beecher Vitality Happy and Healthy Summit, Christopher attributed his weight loss to giving up bread for Lent. The old bread for Lent bit, also known as Ozempic. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pitt is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pitt takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pitt will premiere in January 2026. Carrie Bradshaw, aka Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today, slight storm chance, and a high close to 80. Maybe an evening shower or thunderstorm, then clearing out late tonight, lows in the mid-50s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday, partly sunny, highs upper 70s. It's 63 right now.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.